Alright folks, welcome back to Tame the Bowl, your daily dose of real talk on anger, stress, and everything in between. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate the crazy world with a little more calm and a whole lot more confidence. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the science behind positive thinking. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Oh, come on, Leo, that's just fluffy stuff," hear me out. This isn't about forcing yourself to smile all day or ignoring the tough stuff. It's about understanding how your mindset actually shapes your reality and how you can use that knowledge to build a happier, more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle, constantly firing neurons, creating pathways based on your thoughts and experiences. When you focus on the negative, those negativity pathways get stronger, making it easier to fall into stress and anxiety spirals. But here's the kicker. Positive thinking strengthens different pathways, opening up new possibilities and empowering you to handle challenges with grace. Ever notice how a simple shift in perspective can completely change your mood? That's the science at work. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you harness the power of positivity. 1. It's not about denial, it's about reframing. Look, life throws curveballs, there's no denying that. But instead of letting those curveballs knock you flat, try reframing them as opportunities for growth. Did you have a tough meeting? Use it as a chance to learn and improve your communication skills. Did you face a setback? See it as a stepping stone to something even better. Remember, challenges are inevitable, but your attitude towards them makes all the difference. 2. Gratitude is your secret weapon. Seriously, folks, taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It could be as simple as savoring a delicious cup of coffee, enjoying a beautiful sunset, or appreciating the love and support of your friends and family. By focusing on what you're grateful for, you shift your attention away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment and happiness. 3. Cultivate self-compassion. We all make mistakes, we all have moments of weakness. Instead of beating yourself up over them, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. Remember, you're human, you're learning, and that's okay. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, they say. So, choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and support your growth. Avoid negativity as much as possible, because it's contagious, just like positivity. 5. Believe in yourself. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Have faith in your abilities, your dreams, and your potential. When you believe in yourself, you set yourself up for success. It's like giving your brain a green light to go after what you want, with confidence and determination. Now, let me tell you about this time I was preparing for a big presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my stomach was churning, the whole 9 yards. But instead of letting fear take over, I decided to shift my focus. I visualized myself delivering a confident, engaging speech, and I reminded myself of all the times I'd succeeded before. Guess what? I nailed it. The point is, this isn't just some fluffy philosophy. It's a powerful tool you can use every day to improve your life. By consciously choosing to focus on the positive, reframing challenges as opportunities, and believing in yourself, you can literally rewire your brain for success and happiness. So, take these takeaways and put them into action. Start practicing gratitude, cultivate self-compassion, surround yourself with positivity, and most importantly, believe in yourself. Remember, you got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positive thinking, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, folks. Let's keep it real and keep it positive. See you tomorrow for another dose of Tame the Bowl.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.